From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Wilson Sayre. It's a cool Wednesday morning when I meet Michael Largo at Pinecrest Gardens. He's the author of The Big Bad Book of Botany, the world's most fascinating flora. It's an A to Z mini encyclopedia of plants and some of the interesting stories behind them. I asked him to meet me at this park in Southern Dade so he could show off some of the plants we can find here in South Florida. Gesturing with an arm tattooed with a pine tree, he explains plants are old friends.
As a child, I was, an Eagle Scout, and so I learned all about plants and survival. And I made my living through college as a nature guide, Staten Island Conservatory of High Rock Park. But it was a hard sell over the years to sell a book with botany in it because, you know, botany kind of is a word that might make some people yawn, you know.
What do you see when you walk around a place like this?
Oh, well, this is just, you know, a treasure, this park. It's like a living museum of plants, yet there's so much going on. They're all trying to survive. There's this magical biochemistry happening to all the plants. They're striving for the sunlight. They're fighting another plant for room and space.
So let's walk around, and I want you to point out some things and tell us the story about those plants.
There was a plant called a dumb cane, which is a green leaf plant with a white mottled texture pattern on its leaf, and the plant is deadly poisonous. So we put it in our offices and stuff.
And that's what
that plant is right there. So really, again, the whole biochemistry, or I call it the magic that plants have developed, is to survive.
Would you say that's one of the main themes of your book, is the various struggles of plants to survive and how that has translated into our own folklore and our own folk tales about these plants?
Yeah, I think that the bottom line really of all plants was to pass its species on. It was through trial and error that it found a way to keep predators away through toxins or attract pollinators. Like some of the juniper berries, they found a way to ferment on the tree, which would attract birds, and the birds would love it because they'd get, drunk on these berries once a year, and then these birds would gorge on them, and then they have these pollinators built in, and probably flying sideways and hitting trees and whatnot. So they're spreading the seeds that way. This agave plant over here, this is a beautiful example of a blue agave.
Yeah, it almost looks like an aloe.
This particular plant blooms only once in its lifetime. It will, when it's ready to die, and it could last be 30 or 40 years, it will send up a large flagpole of a stem and have a flower that lasts for only 3 days. And that flower has to be pollinated only by a certain species of bat. And if that bat doesn't pass by, it doesn't get pollinated. But again, when it flowers that one time, it's all of its energy, all of its life has been spent for that one time. And it's so beautiful, the flower, but it's also its funeral wreath in a way. Next time you go into the bar and order tequila, this is the plant that it comes from.
That's Michael Largo describing some of the plants at Pinecrest Gardens. He's the author of The Big Bad Book of Botany, and he'll be talking about his book at the Miami Book Fair International on Saturday at 4 p.m. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.